are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
We begin the show with a star on the jazz piano keys, Fred Hirsch, with his trio on the 2014 tune Let's Cool One off his Grammy-nominated album called Floating. And this is a superb album for a man that has had an amazing jazz bio that deserves one full hour of his music and story. Fred was born in 1955 and comes from the flavor-rich streets of Cincinnati, Ohio. He is well-versed in versatility. He's a featured solo performer, a leader on many small ensembles. He jams with his trio, like the song at the top of this set, blends well in a quintet, or can be heard in a pocket orchestra featuring piano, trumpet, voice, and percussion. With a huge host of honors, Fred is the first person to ever play week-long engagements as a solo pianist at New York's famed Village Vanguard, an honor that has put him next to some big jazz legends. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is how he explained that honor.
I have my picture on the wall there, and I'm next to John Coltrane and below Mingus and a catty-cornered Paul Motion on the wall, and that's as good as a Grammy to me.
You can safely call Fred a prodigy on the keys. He began playing at 4, started composing music by 8, and with jazz chlorides in his blood, he won a national piano competition at the age of 10. Fred has recorded more than 70 of his own jazz compositions. He's been nominated for Grammy Awards, including 2 here in 2014, and is a part of the Jazz Studies faculty at New England Conservatory, a post that he has held since he graduated there in 1980. He has survived a life-altering stint in a coma, and we will get to that later, along with much, much more about Fred. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the piano just as much as Fred does, with local cats like Brahm Wienons and the great Roger Wilder, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a full hour of the great Fred Hirsch. And here's Fred solo with the 1989 song, Beam Me Up, off the album called Heart Songs.
Fred Hirsch, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Gamino.
That was Fred with his quintet back in 1995 with the song Spring Is Here off the Point in Time album. While attending Grimmel College in Iowa, Fred first became interested in jazz and proceeded to drop out of school, and he began his jazz journey back in his hometown of Cincinnati. During our interview recently, this is what he had to say about those early days of the Cincinnati jazz scene.
I loved kind of the social milieu of jazz. I loved the musicians and the people who followed the music. Everybody seemed to have personalities. They were a little kooky. They were definitely people that my parents would not approve of me hanging out with, a lot of them. And I just loved the fact that jazz at that time was this kind of underground music.
One of Fred's earliest professional gigs was with the great Art Farmer in L.A. in 1978. Again, he played with Farmer back in 1981 and was featured on Art's 1982 album, A Work of Art. During the 80s, he kept busy with cats like Chris Connor, Joe Henderson, Ratso Harris, Jane Ira Bloom, Toots Thielemans, Eddie Daniels, and Janis Siegel. He learned so much from these cats, but this is what he had to say in particular about what Art Farmer taught him.
From Art Farmer, I learned a lot about, you know, how to lead a band and how to develop a book of music and how to pace a set. They all were very kind in teaching me things about negotiating the business.
And with that, we're going to go into our next song on the show. Fred is joined by Michael Moore on the 1997 song Swamp Thing off the album 13 Ways. That was Fred with the tune Phantom of the Bopera off the 2003 album Forward Motion, and that has been Fred's mantra through his impressive career run. His career as a performer has been enhanced by his composing activities. They are a vital part of nearly all of his concerts and his recordings. As a testament to that prowess, he has received commissions from the Gilmore Keyboard Festival, the Doris Duke Foundation, the Miller Theater at Columbia University, and many others. Jazz is an act of symbiosis, and this is what Fred says jazz does for him.
Jazz brought together my love of improvising, my love of harmony, and the fact that it's music that you play with people and in front of people, usually. And, you know, classical music, for me, was usually practicing alone.
From the 2004 album Trio Plus Two, next on Neon Jazz, here's Fred with the tune Down Home.
Thank you. to Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill, giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Fred Hirsch in a live cut at the Jazz Standard in 2009 with the song Stuttering. The thing about Fred is that he is a survivor and he's very good at it. Back in 2008, he developed an HIV-induced dementia and fell into a coma which lasted for 2 months. When he regained consciousness, he had lost all muscular function from the long inactivity and could not play the piano. After an intense rehab stint, he made a full recovery. That prompted Fred to produce the 2011 production, My Coma Dreams. It was a full evening work for 11 instruments, an actor, singer, an animation, and multimedia based on the dreams that he retained after emerging from his coma. This DVD was released in 2014. I've seen it, and it is very impressive. When asked about this period of his life, here's two quotes that stand out from his recovery.
I remember the great tennis player Monica Seles, who got stabbed on the court with a knife by a deranged fan of her rival, Steffi Graf, and it took her 2.5 years to feel safe on a tennis court, and in the meantime, she completely lost her mojo and was never the same killer player that she was before. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to wait around for the perfect moment to perform again. You learn not to kind of, as they say, sweat the small stuff. I think in my playing, I'm kind of swinging for the fences a lot more. Not that I've ever been that, you know, controlling of a player, but these days, you know, I tend to just sort of let it fly. But I think part of that is, you know, I'm going to be 60 next year. I've been doing this professionally now for more than 40 years. And you just develop a certain, you know, level of wisdom and experience.
As we begin dialing down this hour of Fred Hirsch, here he is in 2010 off the album Whirl with the song You're My Everything. Thank you.
is Jimmy Heath, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. And it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
That was Fred with the double trio with the 2013 song Roncham. So many fans and critics have said so many great things about Fred, but I like this. He is an artist of unbounded imagination and ambition. That came from Downbeat. Along with the music, Fred has spent the last two decades being a very passionate spokesman and fundraiser for AIDS services and education agencies. His towering influence is felt in so many modern-day jazz pianists, like Ethan Iverson of the Bad Plus and Mr. Jason Moran. This is what Fred had to say about his most profound period of creativity in his life.
After the coma, you know, and especially with my current trio, this period has actually been, in terms of my playing, the best period so far. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface now, and I'll be 60 next year, and I never expected to live to be 40, so really grateful and, you know, getting an amazing amount of opportunities just by really, frankly, just sticking with what I do for so long.
And finally, instead of me summing up Fred's influence on the world, let's let him do the honors of saying what he is proud of over a very distinct and celebrated career we have been happy to honor and profile over this latest hour.
Yeah, you know, I was a pioneer in terms of coming out in jazz world about my sexual orientation and my HIV status, and maybe I helped a lot of others to take some confidence and do that for themselves. I'm proud of that. I hate to say the word proud, but I think I'm proud that I've created my own style and my own sound. You know, that's really why, you know, we do this, so that we leave something of ourselves.
Our final Fred tune is one with his trio at the Vanguard in 2012. This is Sartorial for Ornette. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the pianist touch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
And thanks to Fred for his time and profound talent. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know that you're out there in Radioland. We would love it and dig it the most. At neonjazzkc@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.